Unit 3, Austria. Lesson 9. 1. Dialogue. Yang Pei and Jackie are going camping in the Australian bush with some other friends. I'm enjoying this. Where exactly are we going?
We're going to a really nice place down by the river. It's a good place for a camp, and there's plenty of shade under the trees.
Be careful. Don't throw your cigarette out of the window. If you do that, you may start a fire. Put it out in the ashtray.
Sorry, I wasn't thinking.
That's okay. But you mustn't smoke while you're walking around in the bush either. You could start a bushfire.
Bonnie, take the next dirt track on the left. That will take us down into the valley.
Look out! There's a kangaroo.
Missed it! That was lucky. It could damage your car really badly.
A few minutes later.
We can stop here on the right, beyond the tree. Let's make our camp here.
Will you help me fix up this sheet? Then it'll give us some shade.
Don't tie it to that old branch. I think it'll break. Tie it to the one on the right.
What a lovely place. I'm going to go across the river.
Take care. The rocks are wet.
What's in that cave?
You'd better not go inside. There might be snakes.
Lesson 10. 2. Reading Comprehension. The Discovery of Australia.
Australia was discovered about 53,000 years ago. It is possible that the first people crossed into Australia from Asia. On a great land bridge, when the water level of the oceans was lower. Once they were known as Aborigines, which means the first people of a country. But today they are more usually known as Kuris. Kuris must be one of the oldest races on the earth. They developed a strong system of society. Their spiritual faith and their gods were very important to them. And knowledge, customs and memories were handed down of the race. Cave paintings have been found which are at least 20,000 years old and are perhaps the oldest form of art yet discovered on the earth. Kuris developed a way of life that was suitable for this hot and many places dry country. They invented different kinds of fishing nets, also a curiously shaped piece of wood for hunting, which could be thrown, and which would return to the thrower if he did not strike anything. They lived by hunting animals, birds and fish, and by gathering roots, nuts, and wild fruits. They became experienced at finding underground springs. As a result, the Kuris have been able to live for thousands of years in a desert land in which a foreigner would quickly starve or die from lack of water. No one knows how many Kuris lived in Australia. Maybe between 300,000 and 3 million. Just over 200 years ago, Kuris made up 100% of the population. But today, they only make up a little over 1% of the population. Then foreign settlers started to arrive, bringing with them new diseases which killed many Kuris and seizing the land on which the Kuris had lived for thousands of years. Kuris do not believe in owning possessions or land, and they could not understand how settlers took land as their own. Whenever Kuris defended their rights, they were killed. Education was intended for white settlers only, and until very recently, no school lessons were held in languages rather than English. Thus, Kuri children who went to school could not understand the lessons. Although the settlers generally treated each other well, they, particularly the police, treated the Kuris badly. A quarter of the people who have died in police stations and prisons have been Kuri. 200 years ago, there were more than 250 Kuri languages. Half of these languages have completely disappeared, and many of the remaining languages have been lost. In 1960, Kuris were made citizens of Australia, 53,000 years after arriving in the country.
Lesson 11. 1. Reading Comprehension. Australia.
Australia is as old as time. Probably it was once connected to South America, but the continent separated as the Earth's plates moved. Having been separated from other continents for millions of years, Australia has many plants and animals not found anywhere else in the world. One strange animal lays eggs, yet feeds its young on its milk. Kangaroos and koala bears give birth to very small and weak young. They are then carried in a pocket of folded skin on the mother's stomach for several months while they feed on the mother's milk and grow stronger. Also in Australia, there are many varieties of parrots and over 140 different types of snakes, many of which are extremely dangerous. Australia is the only country in the world which covers an entire continent. From north to south, the distance is 3,280 kilometres, and from east to west, 3,860 kilometres. In area, it is about the same size as the USA, without Alaska, which has more than 13 times as many people. Today, about 5% of the population of 18 million live in the 6 major cities around the coast. 2/3 of the country is dry or desert. It is an extremely rich country. It produces metals, precious stones, coal, grain, and wines, and has the biggest iron mines in the world. Australia has about 1/6 of the world's sheep and produces almost 1/3 of its wool. Cattle are also kept, and about 15 million tons of wheat are grown every year. Fruit and vegetables are grown in areas where there is enough water. A long fence runs for hundreds of kilometres across Australia, The purpose of the fence is to keep out a type of wild dog called a dingo. Dingoes hunt at night and like to attack sheep. Farms in the middle of Australia are so large that farmers use motorbikes or helicopters for the task of rounding up the sheep or cattle. The climate is different depending on the area. The south has cool winters and warm, dry summers. The north has warm, dry winters and hot, wet summers. The centre of Australia is hot and dry all the year round. Because of such a climate, much of daily life happens outdoors. Australians love sports and win world competitions in tennis, sailing and swimming. If you are asked to an Australian home, you will probably eat outside and cook meat or fish on an open fire. At weekends, many Australians go walking and camping in the countryside called the bush. For holidays, many people visit the Great Barrier Reef off the northeast coast of Australia, which has islands. Thank you.